Now talk.
All right.
There we go. There's a little bit of an echo here, but whatever. I'll fix the sound later. Out of my element. It's regular set time, but British Beth is here.
Hi.
Don't yell so loud. You're clipping.
Oh, sorry. Hi.
I should have put a compressor on that, but that's okay. Sometimes it's better to be unprepared. Just that's what I am today. It's not going to be as long of an episode as last week because that was too long.
So long. It was an hour.
And that's fine. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Some of you guys texted me, said it was one of your favorite eps. And of course it was.
Because I was part of it.
You got to stop yelling into the mic, sweetheart.
Okay. This
no, just hold it further back from your face. Not like that, but like, you know.
Like this.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a little peeved because I just finished watching that documentary on Netflix about the Cecil Hotel, about this girl, Lisa Lam. You guys have heard about it at this point, I'm sure. It was the big case, big detective cracked case in the 2013 about this chick who goes to the Cecil Hotel downtown. Cecil Hotel downtown. Near Skid Row. She stays there. They find her body. She goes missing for 19 days. They find her body in a water tower on top of the roof. And the lid was closed or something. And everyone thinks it's a murder. And then you look into it and you're like, nope. She just had mental problems.
She's just depressed.
Well, not, yeah, depressed, but also extremely bipolar. And the whole documentary is about these internet sleuths who are like, well, not the whole thing. I mean, it's kind of interesting. You get some decent perspective on what the hotel was. It has a cool history, really creepy, built back in the day in the 1920s or something. But then they get into all these like conspiracy theories about how she could have died, why'd she end up in the water tank, who murdered her and put her up there. And this hotel does have a very seedy history. But it's a pretty open and shut case. This chick was just... sick.
It was a waste of Netflix budget, basically.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it started out good. The first episode is like, okay, the hotel's creepy and weird and has a crazy history near Skid Row, and there's a bunch of thugs who used to live there in the 80s, and people would die, and like they had a weird agreement with the city where you had to allow people to actually live in the hotel, and that's where the serial killer. It's from The Night Stalker lived. Robert Rodriguez or something. I don't remember his name. But that's also a very scary documentary. But you find out some interesting history, and then it just goes downhill, and they're interviewing fucking YouTubers. And they go, oh, and there goes my fucking light. Yes. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Actually, let's see if we can fix it. You know what? You guys aren't getting the light. Sorry. Now I'm just going to look like shit. I look like a creepy goblin.
Yeah, you look super handsome.
Thank you.
As per usual.
Thank you. The sexual harassment. Sexual harassment.
It's not sexual harassment.
It is when you're in the workplace.
It's still in the workplace. When are you paying me?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Oh, thanks. That's nice.
So, and I lost my train of thought. Cecil Hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you learn all this stuff, and then they have these fucking internet sleuths who are like, oh, well, maybe she did this, and they're finding all these coincidences. Like, one of the things I go into, and I don't know if you've watched any of this documentary other than the last 10 minutes that we watched from here, but it was like, someone was saying, oh, well, we think maybe it could have been, there was a strain of tuberculosis among the homeless people. Yeah, in the Skid Row, so maybe she got that sickness, and it's like, oh, because the vaccine, it's a conspiracy, because the vaccine name for this strand of tuberculosis was the Lam-Elisa strand of vaccine for tuberculosis, and you're like, what are you talking about? You're grasping at straws now. Now we're just grasping at straws, and it doesn't make any sense. You can find coincidences like that with anything. If you look deep enough into anything, I'm sure I could find some weird coincidence that linked you to OJ.
Wow.
Probably okay. could. And that's what we're getting into at this point. And people were saying, oh, maybe it's ghosts. There's weird videos of this chick sitting in the hotel, playing around, getting weird. Yeah, she had mental problems. She was not well in the head. And also, her parents must be the stupidest people on the entire planet. Letting her, she's like 23 years old. They just let her mosey on off to LA. They're from like Vancouver or something. Oh, yeah, hey, let's let our daughter with a myriad of mental illness wander to the darkest, worst part of LA in downtown, and she can just stay in a shitty hotel by herself. That's fine.
It's their fault.
It kind of is.
It's their fault.
Like, you don't, if I had a mentally ill daughter, I'm not, she's not going anywhere without us or a friend or somebody that I trust. You don't just let her wander off by herself. I would have a tough time doing letting my daughter do that. Without mental problems, just by yourself running to a dangerous part of LA.
They shouldn't be allowed to travel by themselves. I had a schizophrenic on a plane the once from London to LA, and she threatened to shoot me in the face.
Oh, right. Yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah, she threatened to shoot me in the face, like, whilst we were probably, like, 5 hours into a 12-hour flight. And, yeah, the air hostesses didn't do anything, and then they said that they didn't have a flight marshal on the flight, which was bullshit. So yeah, just had a woman threaten to shoot me in the face on a plane, and no one did anything.
That's fun,
isn't
it?
Traveling by herself. Why was she traveling by herself? She should have had a companion.
That's what I'm saying. You should not let people with mental illnesses like that to that degree when you're having an episode on a plane. Or this, and that's what this happened to this woman. Clearly, had a very bad episode, climbed into the tank, and drowned. And everyone's like, "Well, it doesn't make sense." Okay, no, it doesn't make sense that a mentally ill person does anything. But that kind of stuff happens. One of them was like, well, it couldn't have just been drugs. Yeah, it could have been drugs, too. Could have been LSD. You know what? It's the least likely thing possible to have happened is murder. Who the fuck murders someone and dumps them in a water tank? Doesn't happen.
I only watched the last 10 minutes, and then they were like, the water tank was open. Didn't you know that at the beginning, and then you wouldn't have needed to do Netflix documentary?
Yeah, they're like, oh, it was a clerical error. We, you know, because the lid was shut, we thought there was foul play because she couldn't have shut it herself if she dumped into this big, deep, vast tank. And then they found out at the end, the janitor's like, oh, no, it was open when I found her. I just put it back on top when I saw, I don't know, I wasn't really thinking. I just put the lid back on top after I found her. And they're like, oh, really? Yeah. Oh, wow. Hey, it's a bitty pretty big fucking mistake you guys made. Also, these internet sleuths are, they ruined some guy's life because they found a video of him at the Cecil Hotel once, not even in the same time period that the chick was staying there. They found him in a video once, and he was a creepy weirdo who made death metal music. And they thought, oh, he killed her because he looks creepy. And this goes to show how stupid people on the internet are. They did the same thing, the famous thing with the Boston bomber and the Boston Marathon. These Reddit losers got online and ruined like 6 people's lives because they were trying to be detectives. Hey, leave it up to the police.
That's sad.
It is sad. And that's what the guy's saying. He's like, I had my Facebook deleted. I had my YouTube deleted. I had death threats. My life was completely ruined, turned upside down. And I'm never getting apologies for that. So, yeah, you ruined a guy's life. Nice work, you fucking idiots.
You never know. He could have been victim to, like, suicide or something like that. That would have, like, never know how people handle online bullying at the moment.
Yeah. I'm going to pause this real quick so I can put the light on so I can look more gorgeous. So just talk, just, like, talk or something.
What do you want me to talk about?
Talk about what you think about.
Well, I only watched 10 minutes of it, but I'm glad that you watched the other 2 hours for me, so I saved 2 hours of my life for that, so thank you. Here we go. And he's back. Oh, look at him. Look at that glow on your face.
Pause real quick. I'm going to pause. And we're back. All right, and see, now we're having issues, and that's what you get. But the light's back on, I look way more handsome, and this is what happens when I record an episode impromptu on a Monday. But yeah, I don't know. Sorry, negative energy to the show, But that documentary was average.
Sucked.
It was average. I should probably put compressors on these audios too. Just give me one more sec.
I don't know what that means.
It's better now.
Okay.
Okay. So now your voice will not be as, when you lean closer, it won't go as much. The signal won't be as crazy. It doesn't matter. I don't know why.
Okay. You're letting it out.
I'm letting it out. Sorry, but Netflix stupid documentaries rile me up. It's a stupid documentary. I suppose there's interesting elements to it, but like, I don't know. They drummed it up so much and made it so dramatic. And all these people, the people on the internet are the ones that infuriate me and piss me off the most because they have the least amount of information on the case, but they pretend like they know the most. They pretend like they know the most.
I mean, people on the internet aren't inspectors.
No. Or, as we call them, detectives.
Oh. Or inspectors.
No, detectives. Hey, you're so British. Hey, be more British, Beth, calling them inspectors. You're right. They are inspecting the case. I don't know. The waste of time. I wouldn't recommend it. It's called the Cecil Hotel or something like that on Netflix. But I would not watch it again. Also, I meant to talk to you about this last week, but Clubhouse. Have you been on it at all?
No, I haven't. I haven't been on it, but the notifications are driving me insane.
Yeah, so they're not insane. You get notifications for this thing. If you guys don't know what Clubhouse is, it's the most exclusive social media app in the entire world right now, and your boy is one of the first people on it. Because of course I am, because I'm popular and hot. And I invited British Beth, and she hasn't been on it at all. But no. So here's what it is. It's like a weird podcasting app. Is what it feels like. It's just people talking. You get in a room with someone and you talk and you bullshit and you can talk all goddamn day about random shit. And I don't fully understand it. And I don't know who has the time to just sit in a room all day and listen to people talk. But it's, I guess the whole point of it is to like two people or three people or four people who you wouldn't expect to be having conversations together can have a conversation. So it'd be like, oh, Vladimir Putin is talking with Ray Charles, which is crazy because Ray Charles has been dead.
I just get notifications with like lists of people's names, and I'm like, I don't know who half of these people are.
Well, also the Clubhouse names are, you can go in like a comedy club room, you can go into a discussing Bitcoin room, but the names are the funniest thing. Like, I took some screenshots of my favorites over the last couple days. And, like, for example, the future biohacking and mindfulness on Clubhouse. What the fuck does that mean? Huh? It's just people talking in platitudes. Radical internet, disinformation, censorship, and evil robots.
Oh.
Dating advice from A-list celebrity matchmakers, a.k.a. fucking losers. Bitcoin escape velocity, retrace, fear of losing status. What is that? What does that mean?
Does it link up to like your Facebook and Instagram? Because I've got a load of people on it that I haven't spoken to in years.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. So like, when you get on, it's like, hey, do you know these people? Find your friends. And you go down the list and you're like, I haven't heard this name since college. Or as you guys would call it, university.
Do you reckon it's like that? It's similar, you know, when House Party went really big at the beginning of lockdown and then nobody gave a shit about it after like a
month. But at least with House Party, people had used the app before that. It didn't come out during lockdown.
I didn't know about it before.
Yeah, well, just because you didn't know about something, Beth, doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Well, of course.
There's many things. There's many planets out there that you have never heard of, but they
probably
exist.
Yeah, probably, but They don't make an impact on my daily life.
Rectus 9.
Great.
Never heard of
Great
it, right?
Great name. No, you were talking about Rectus 9 a lot on Saturday.
Okay. Sector 8.
Sector 8, isn't that a film?
Water Planet.
Isn't that like a David Attenborough show?
Yeah. Yep.
That sounds like a David Attenborough show. Water Planet.
Water Planet.
Today, we're going to see the realms of the Water Planet.
The Water Planet.
See, I did an accent then.
That was very... Whatever, because David Attenborough is British, so I would hope you could do a British accent, because you are British. Ultimate sales and marketing strategies. There's another one. And let's just sneak in on one of these and see what the fuck they're talking about.
Wow.
JT, I'm going to do it because she went out and got
sick. You're going to do everything.
So they can't hear us, obviously. You have to, like, raise your hand to talk in the room or be a moderator. But who has time to sit here? Like, I put on, Joe Rogan got on it with Tim Dillon a couple days ago, and I put it on. I listened to that because they're both funny. They're comedians. And, like, Joe Rogan's obviously someone who I give a shit about what he says.
Yeah.
But who the fuck is Brad? Hey, Brad, tell me about your ultimate sales and marketing strategies. You and Jessica and Tanner can tell me what you think about marketing.
Is there like a limit of people in the
room? Yeah, 5,000. 8,000 maybe?
Fine.
But you can just start your own rooms. I want to just start a room called Freelancing and Porn.
What?
And just see who jumps in. It's people talking about nothing.
You're sucking me back 3 times into this conversation.
You can suck me back any day, Brad.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
JT, is it our...
No!
No, ban Fox News. Let's go in that one.
Is anyone fans in that room or not?
No, William.
Are
they extremist network?
This is illegal. I'm not supposed to be recording them. Like, it's against the app rules. But fuck you, app. You stink.
I've had other phone calls, so I apologize. But I think you've got a couple things wrapped together. One is an anti-Trump.
I mean, tell me that's not the most boring thing.
They don't want.
I mean, what would you rather do? Watch a Clubhouse talk or watch the Cecil Hotel again?
Clubhouse, because I can fuck with people on it. Cecil Hotel, boring. The late night roast. Leverage from idea to application. With Justin.
Who's Justin?
Don't worry about it. He's just a guy.
Okay.
Hey, do you want to hear a guy talk about something? Come to Clubhouse where you can listen to a guy talk that you've never heard of before.
Does it have bios of these people?
Justin's bio is. Justin is a writer at Gumroad, and he's the author of something.com, advisor to creators. Justin, I couldn't give two fucks about a single thing you have to say.
Isn't Clubhouse worth, like, billions now?
It could be, and it might not be the worst idea in the world. The only thing that matters is that I'm important because I'm on it, and I have invites, and you're not invited. British Beth can come, but you can't.
I've got invites that I can send out, so let me know if
she's not allowed to, or she will be fired from the show.
Oh,
that's two strikes. No. Sexual harassment and disobeying me.
No, there's no sexual harassment.
Well, there was. I don't remember what it was, but it's on recording.
You kissed me last show.
I did not.
Is that sexual harassment?
I did not kiss you.
You did.
Nope.
Did.
Mm-mm. It's not true. Social media marketing secrets by celebrity coaches. Ah! Let's see if we can find one celebrity in here.
Okay. Nicholas Cage.
I got in my car and I had an hour and a half drive, so I decided I was going to start my first room about dads and daughters, and I wanted to find out how am I going to get a hold of.
Hey, Ed's in the room. Hey, Ed.
Big Ed.
Just Ed.
Oh.
Have dads come to my room. Right?
These people all look like just typical LA social influencers who are like, who obviously aren't. They're the kind of people who have life coaches. Like, oh, I was talking with my life coach.
Oh, yeah.
And with the person I pay $300 a month to life coach me. Listen, let me tell you something. If you're paying someone to life coach you, they're not a life coach. They're a scam artist.
Well, life coaches are basically just like psychologists that don't have any qualifications.
Losers. That's what they are. Celebrity matchmaker, Carmelio Ray, celebrity matchmaker.
You don't have to do it right now, but you type it.
I help successful entrepreneurs connect with their life partner to create long-term love and legacy.
So basically, she's a pimp.
Sounds like it. Yeah, but Nicholas Trott, he has 6,000 followers. You know what he does? He's here to connect and serve.
Okay.
Look at his profile.
Whoa. Deadbeat dad.
I'll screenshot this and put it on the screen so you guys can see. Look, it's the most exclusive place to be, and all I'm saying is I'm on it and you're not. I'm famous. You're not. And if you are on it,
comment.
Then I look like a fucking fool. But that's okay, because that means you're famous and cool too.
So famous.
Debate. Bitcoin and USD. Causation? Correlation? These people think they're so fucking brilliant. They think they're gurus. They think they're transcendental beings who have a perspective on life that you've never heard of before because you're not on Clubhouse. I'm going to get on Clubhouse. I'm going to do a live podcast on Clubhouse and you can't see it. Well, and no one will join the room. Maybe Nicholas will join the room. Maybe Brad will join.
And Ed.
And Ed. And then maybe a fucking celebrity will show up, but probably not. See, that's the thing I don't get. I'm not famous. I'm a nobody. I'm a fucking nobody.
Oh, you're not to me.
Shot it. But I can still be on the app, and who the fuck would want to listen to me? I'd have to write the most absurd room title to get people to want to join. Like Catholicism. Sex and McDonald's marketing campaigns.
You should do a thing of...
And they'd be like, well, I have to go in that room.
You should get people to comment what the most absurd room names would be.
My dad's in Antifa. Here's a good one. Trump was the best president of all time. That would get people to join. Just because it would make them so mad.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't let anyone else talk.
Well, you get both.
I would just read Fox News articles verbatim and make people think that it was what I actually thought, and just people would be so mad. They'd try to cancel me off Clubhouse. But I don't know. It's an interesting concept, I suppose, but there's no video component to it. Everyone on here is just pedantic and...
Oh, so you can't see people's faces?
You can see their profile picture, but that's it. You have the app.
I know, I just haven't been on it yet. Just the notifications are just weird.
I allowed you to get on the app.
Yeah, thanks. That was probably a waste of an invite.
How many invites do I have left? I have 6 invites left. So if you want to beg me to get on, maybe I'll let you in.
Or just message me if not.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Look, Domino's. I have Domino's in my phone, and it says I can invite Domino's to be on Clubhouse.
No.
And it says that Domino's has 130 friends on Clubhouse.
Wow.
This is probably the Domino's from Dayton, Ohio.
One where you just ate Domino's for a whole year.
Yeah. Yup. Oh, Gary the couch guy. I can invite him.
Gary the couch guy.
He helped me move my couch 5 years ago. And I have his number. I can invite him to Clubhouse. But you're not invited.
Oh, you can have a great catch up, Gary.
I can invite she.
She.
S-H-I. I have no idea who that is.
Probably some girl you went on a date with years ago.
Nope. I can invite Blue Jay. And I have zero idea of who Blue Jay is. How about I invite Dishwasher Guy?
No. Stop. Stop.
I'm going to invite Dishwasher Guy to be on Clubhouse. What do you think?
Wow. Do it. Just send him a message and be like, I really missed you, mate. Here's an invite to Clubhouse.
I could invite DJ Khaled.
You know what? I've just seen that book over there is by DJ Khaled. I never knew that.
He's my boy.
I didn't realize he wrote a book.
Well, he didn't write it. It was ghostwritten for him by me. No big deal. I also have a shirt that DJ Khaled gave me, and he gave me a candle too, and I burned it. because it smelled nice. That's actually what you're supposed to do with candles. Yeah, it was a nice gift. I'm happy. I'm thankful for the candle he got. It was like this big. It was like smaller than that. Should I invite Klaus?
Klaus.
Who's Klaus?
Klaus.
Maybe I'll invite PP.
PP.
Yep.
Stop. There's not someone in your phone called PP. How is it spelled?
P. P.
I'll just the letter PP.
Yep. So that's it, guys. Should I invite Wants Billboards in Champaign, Illinois? Because that's a name in my phone. But you're not invited, and that's the point, people. I'm popular. You're not. Cecil Hotel documentary stinks, and this episode's over. Those are the three main things you take away from this. And I bet you the audio quality is not going to be optimal for this, but that's not my fault. It's someone else's fault, because I don't want to take the blame. But join me next week as we talk about why my dad's in Antifa.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
See ya.
And give your kids a kiss if you love them. And if you don't have kids, have some kids. All right, bye.